L'chaim. Yes, I think so. Yeah. This Shabbos is Shabbos Mevorchim Tammuz. And it works out, actually fits. The dates work out. The Meraglim left on Chof Tes Sivan. And they came back on Erev Tisha B'Av, you know, and then Vayilonu Am Balayla Ahu. That night was Leil Tisha B'Av. You know, they cried all night. Atem b'chisem b'chia shalchina, mani ikvachem b'chia shaldaras. Which means that the bulk of their shlichus of the 40 days was the whole Chodesh Tammuz. It was their journey and their adventure in Eretz Yisrael. So in the regarding the Chodesh of Tammuz, the Sefer Yetzirah says, Himlich os ches b'ri'ah. What's the kochos are shown by the letter ches in sight. Now, we know that the Meraglim didn't know how to properly interpret what they were seeing. You know, they saw people dying, you know, and they didn't realize that Hashem was doing them nisim to protect them. They thought it's Eres Ochelos Yoshveahi, right? Their nisoyin was in Re'iyah. You know, how to interpret what they see, right? And now that's now, which really was the big nisoyin. That is where the Sitracha is coming to bar them from the big inyan of Eretz Yisrael. Legabe Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Eretz asher einei Hashem Elokecha ba. That's where the eyes of Hashem were. Where the eyes of Hashem are. Right? As it were, it means that, you know, the Makom HaMikdash, the din of Ali Rega is Lirois, as Pnei Adon Hashem. Yeroe Kol Schorcha. Right, you bring in Olas Ria, that the whole union of Eretz Yisrael is that, you know, this is where you could see things, you know, from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That, in Chutz La'aretz, you know, things run b'derech HaTeva, and we just have to, be of the emuna that it's not the way it looks. In Eretz Yisrael, things don't go b'derech HaTeva. I feel b'zman hazeh. Let alone Bisman that, you know, Yisrael Shuin al Admasam, with all the Nisim Gluim that there are there, that Ashgacha Pratis is revealed over there, like with the Shemitah, you get the triple crop, right? You see all the Avtochas Ayin Ba'ayin, right? But, you know, connected that, you know, that there was a Nisoyin, you know, whether our perspective can be merged with the perspective of Eretz Yisrael. You know, sometimes when the light is not the feeder frequency that you could see, it's darkness. Like I could pump a room full of x-rays, and it's mole x-rays, you know, but to you, the room will look black because... All right, Lo Mishana. Okay. Anyways, it could be full of light, but if it's not the aura that you can see, it's choshech. Right? Now the Torah is called light. Ki ner mitzvah Torah or oraisa, option or, and and so someone who's zoche. So that's why David Melch David, gal einai va'abita niflos mitorah secha. Because if it's not right. Right. Now I'm not disputing that, but I would come and say that the two are from the same shorish. A tour guide is called a moreh derech. Direction. You need to see in order to know where you're going. Horos, you know, is direction, right? You need sight, you know, for direction. So I would say that they come from the same shorish, right? So you have to be on the frequency, you know, just like, you know, the Torah is a big light. Everyone remembers the story that I told from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapira. I have Harat, I didn't say it by the public hasbit in the White Shul, that he told us once in Shir, a bacher from the Russian program in Or Sameach came over to me and said, you know, Harav, ze bemet nachon, sha Torah, ze or gadol, that, Ken, as lama kulam po idiotim. And they, is it really true that Torah is a big light? So my rabbi said, yeah. So I said, so why is everyone here an idiot? So Rosh told, so he started banging the table. Lama kulam idiotim. And true, yeah, Torah is an or gadol, but you have to have gal einai v'abitin fosu tar secha. That's why we daven v'ha'er einenu b'seira secha. All right, I don't know. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Anyway, right, you have to be on the...
We told you not to tell
us. You told, yeah, you guys told me not to. Right. Right. You know, Torah is a big light, but you know, but you have to have the eyes that are capable of seeing it. That's why we daven v'ha'er einenu b'seira secha. Gal einai v'abitifos mitar secha. Right? The you know, we need the eyes to be on the frequency to see it. Right? And the Indian of Eretz Yisrael, right, Kayadua and Svarim, is that all the things that the Torah says mitzad seichel in Eretz Yisrael is manifest. Because seichel is ideas. And so when ideas are communicated, I throw it and I tell it over to you. And you have bechira, whether to believe it or not. Because it's the Ataomer. Yeah, you say that. Who says it really is? But then there's when it's Nislabesh Bechush and it's Bere'iyah, right? And that's the end of Eretz Yisrael. That end of Eretz Yisrael is that all the things that we are mamin in actually become physically manifest for the eyes to see. So it's a Dover Niflam Ma'od from, you know, it's really a Ma'aral, but Rav Isaac Chover is Marchiv on it a lot. That, you know, Chazal say, you know, in the Sugis of Chorban Abayis, that Tur Malka was a huge, huge place. There's like, you know, Krochim, there like cities in that province, Kiyotze Mitzrayim, right? Like you know, if you make the calculation, what the Gemara said about, there's like an astronomical amount of people living in that county of Tur Malka alone, right? So one of the Amoraim says, I went there with a tour guide and wouldn't even hold 600,000 reeds, like, even 600,000, you know, kanim, right? Stalks. So what are they talking about? That's Mabel al Orion. How, you know, what if you do the calculation, what the Gemara says, Tor Malka held, right? So the Gemara says, no, that Eretz Yisrael is, you know, Eretz HaTzvi, right? That's, it's a maracas that holds what it could hold, like the Or HaTzvi, like, you know, the three Tzvis, right? The, right, it's a, but Bizman She Yoshveha Oleha. It's a special din when Yoshveh or Leha, that Eretz Yisrael has this miraculous thing that a small country on the globe seemingly has more space. It's amazing. It means Eretz Yisrael is actually bigger on the inside than on the outside.
No, illegal.
Again, illegal, right? Illegal rental units. Yerushalayim Shalmata, they call it, right? Right. Zenachon. Right? Yeah. What these? Generally, they're, you know, machsanim. They're converting to living space. You know, this is making a joke. Yeah, these basement apartments. Eretz Yisrael's full of them. Anyway, so Yushalayim Shalmata, bigger on the inside than the outside. Yeah, that's true. It's like a lot of, you know, unregistered apartments. But okay, but so maybe we're getting back to it. All right, but Bizman Shi Yoshveh Aleha. Right, it's like, you know, the time that Am Yisrael is on in Eretz Yisrael, that has this amazing property. So the Maharal starts explaining it, and revising cover finished the trend of thought that the end of Bizman Shi Yoshveh Aleha is the end of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is in the people. Right? Eretz Yisrael is where the dimensions of Torah, that in Chutzarts it's just ideas, and Eretz Yisrael Mamash becomes real space. And with this, the revising cover, you know, touches up the famous Anishtalitzu to another Gemara. Alma of the Aretz, Davar Zed Shol and Avim Velo Pershua, Achiba Koshku Vamar Al Ozvam is Torasi. Right? Zokra Vizakhovi, you could take the Gemara 100% literally. Alma of the Aretz. Eretz Yisrael seems smaller than it used to be. And it was a mystery, they couldn't understand it. That, you know, because like Tur Malka used to hold like an astronomical people. So Alma of the Aretz, we lost space. Right? So is that Omar Al Ozvam is Torasi? That in Eretz Yisrael, the koach of Torah, you know, in Chutzar, Torah is just ideas. In Eretz Yisrael, it becomes mamish, manifest. And it's nire ba'ayin. So it like, becomes like a dover that's nitfas bere'iya. So it's even, you know, bechush. So it's like nitfas bechush. It becomes mamish physically manifest. And Eretz Yisrael is mamish bigger mikoach ha'Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is where the ideas of the Torah are not just ideas, they become visible reality. Not in a shir I gave somewhere else tonight. The Kuzri holds that Nevuah is only in Eretz Yisrael, and the Nevi'im that were Nisnab and Chutzlarts, like Yechezkel was Nisnab and Bavel, or Yirmiyahu, that Nevuah, when he was in Bavel, in Mitzrayim, it's only Beshvil Eretz Yisrael. But if it's not neither in Eretz Yisrael, and not Leman Eretz Yisrael, can't have Nevuah, right? Amazing. That means that that Eretz Yisrael is where the MS is nitfas bereiah. The MS is nitfas. You could see it, but you have to have the eyes that can see it. And that was the big test of the Meraglim. Can they see the aura of Eretz Yisrael? Because if your eyes are not on the frequency, light can even seem like darkness. All right. So the Beis Yaakov from Ishbitza, going back to that Loshen of Sefer Yetzirah, Himlich Os Ches Buria. The way you have to write Ches in Hilchos Stam is Chatre Legage. Right? You have to make a roof, Spitz. Right? Right. And the Gemara says why? Because the remez that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Chai Hu Berumo Shel Olam.
It's in Ketav Ashuri is the same in all the different types?
Yeah, all Ketav Ashuri has a Chatre Legage. Now, it's not ma'akev, b'diev, if a person drew a wrong ches, it's not ma'akev. But in Hilchos Stam, do it l'chatchila, you have to chatre l'gage, it's dina de Gemara. Because chai hu berumo shel olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells up on high. So zok the Ishbitza, the Beis Yaakov from Ishbitza, os ches b'ri'ya. That's what makes life so tricky. Because Ribono Shel Olam is chai berumo shel olam, and you don't see him. So you could think the world goes only b'derech hateva. Because the pointed roof of the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up there, but you're not looking up there. You're looking straight ahead, right? And that's how you can miss HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Os Ches Bereiah is what makes the world seem so tricky that you could Hashem, not see Hashgacha Pratis, right? Right? And an Eretz Yisrael is where Dafka and Hashgacha Pratis is revealed. But if you're not on that frequency, to you it's darkness, and that was their big Nisayon. How they would process what they see. Now, Kayadua, right, from Kisvei Ari, right, that we know there was the Shviras HaKelim that created all the bad things in the world, right? Right, and that's alluded to also in this week's Parsha, Mamashin Rashi, that the Meragim said, Chasrum, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't take them. Ein Balabais Yochol Hotzi Kelev Misham is the Lashon that they said. Referring to the Shviras HaKelim, the Baal Bais HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't save the Shviras HaKelim, Kayadua, the Kelim, all the Chisroinus are the seven Midas that broke. And that's connected to the Shiva Umos that occupy Eretz Yisrael. Now, those seven Midas that broke, Shteden Kisvei Ari, those seven Midas, which are the seven Midas of the Teva, the some famous seven of Teva that needs Tikkun, and they came out of the Oros HaEinayim. Right, that those Eris, those Midas that broke, came out what's called, they're called Eris Ha'enayim. Because that's what's broken about the world. You know what's broken about the world? That you can't see Hashgacha Pratis. And then all the Midas of Teva, that you can chas v'shalom think that Teva, doesn't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those seven Midas of Teva, that's what's broken about them. And Am Yisrael occupying Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be the final tikkun of perspective. The tikkun of perspective. And that's why you'll find all the nevuos and all the tefillos all talk about lashon riyah. V'har'enu Hashem Elokeinu menachem asirecha. V'sechezena einenu b'shuv cholitzion b'rachamim. Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion. V'ro kol basar yachtav ki pi Hashem diber. I could go on and on and on. All the nevuos and all the tefillos are all b'lashon riyah. We're going to see, we're going to see, we're going to see. Because that's what's broken about the world. That's the fake news. False perspective. That's what's broken about the Bria, right? And Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is what's going to make the final tikkun. And that's why they're so misnaged to Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And the whole world, because that's Marsh going to be the final tikkun that's called Ki Ayin B'Ayin Yiru B'Shuv Hashem Tzion. When Am Yisrael will be in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be the tikkun of these 7 meters and the perspective will be fixed, and v'ro kol basar yachtov ki pi Hashem diber. Everyone's going to see it, right? But you have to be on the level, right? And the Meraglim failed right, failed that test, that their re'iyah. Right. Okay. Fine. Yeah. Right. That's correct.
I always say everybody thinks that if I was there, I would have done better than the Maharam. They don't understand anything about it.
That's true.
Maharam was doomed to failure because the project was too difficult. They couldn't overcome it. Took a bunch of money to do it. That's why they shouldn't have sent anybody there. They didn't send anybody there. But what they saw did not enable them to go.
It was a good deal.
They weren't on the level they could do.
Right.
Is there anybody else that could have been picked? No.
No. No. Amiso was on the level. You know, we weren't on the level. We weren't on the frequency.
Here's my proof.
Okay.
Why suppress the drug women? Let us go in terms of all the that. No. They took the best of the best and they put them and they still didn't accomplish it. There's only one person who would accomplish it. That's it. Amiso wasn't ready. I always argue that there's always something to fail. Because all the tests that I get broken sets for us, that's for the future. It's never going to be, it's never, it wasn't time.
No, okay, and Anachanami, it was Moshe Benu's gambo, and we spoke about this in another shir.
No, but the gambo, I remember your gambo, so we talk about it all the time. What was the gambo? What did help the game?
Right.
What did help the game?
Right.
That's a good question. What did help the game? Why did he take the gambo?
Right. And so I gave a whole other shir about that, merging the das with
but
the emuna.
We tend to look at it, like what I'm watching, they would say, they were very special people.
Mm-hmm.
Why were they special? Because who was chosen to be the king? Who was chosen to be the king? You know who's chosen to be the king? You know who? Who they chosen to be the king? You think they went to the Kailu or they took the best people from the Kailu? You think they went to the Kailu?
That's right. The ones who took a beating for Knesset Yisrael.
The ones who took the beating, that's actually pretty sound. But most
right.
People, those are the people, not the people from the base measures.
That's what about you.
People who worry about their fellow man.
That's why they got to come
maybe because they worry about their fellow man, they didn't want to take him into doomsday. And I would argue that there were many, many respects they were right. Why were they right? Because over and over and over in history, try to jump ahead.
Right.
And we fail. There's a very good example of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the Jews tried to advance, this was the moment. But they didn't understand it. They didn't, it didn't look doable. It didn't look doable. Bakokhba thought it was doable.
Right.
And those who argued for him, no less than Rabbi Kiva argued that it was the right time. And he thought it was also doable. And what happened?
Right.
That was what happened.
Beitar.
That's what they thought would happen. They saw would be destroyed. That's what they saw. But we criticized them like they're the worst people in the whole world because it was a certain moon. Obviously, it was a certain moon.
Right.
But when are you allowed to have such a moon that you're in front of something that's physically impossible? By the way, I just saw today that status. So maybe we did advance. Because when we went to war in 48, there was no possibility of winning that war. When they went to war in 67, there was no possibility of winning the war. So maybe the time has finally come.
Now you're touching on the subject of the Shavuot.
And these aren't even the Maimonides who are doing it.
Now you're talking
about... The Maimonides are sitting to base measures.
Now you're talking about the problem of the Shavuot. Not to bring it before the time.
That's now. But the time right. Was the time. Now I'm arguing that maybe it wasn't the Maimonides. At least they saw it that way.
No. Right. That's right. Okay. So the perspective, their perspective didn't match up. We felt like grasshoppers. Right? Their eyes weren't on the frequency of the Gili of Eretz Yisrael. It has to be on the frequency. Right? And that's a big failure. Now, Agav, the other parsha that we read during Tammuz, the next big failure is Korach. And Rashi opens up the scroll should be Kayahaya, Marolushtuzu, Eino hit also. He saw Shmuel came out of him, and Shmuel shakel kenegad Moshe v'Aaron. But at lashon of Rashi, eino hit also. It's also a failure in perspective, a failure in how to interpret the perspective. And so we read that parsha also during the month of Tammuz. That's a big challenge of Tammuz. A big challenge that's like at this time of year, which is the end. Is like the Shavuos is Chag HaKotzer. So by Tammuz, you already built up your silo is full of grain and produce, and that's the time where you could think of kochi v'otzem yaras yaschai. You forget about a kosher who's chai berumo shel olam. It's a challenge of perspective, right? What also happened in Tammuz? Chet ha'egel, right? Vayar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe l'redes minar. They saw. They say vayachashvu. They calculate. No vayaram ki boshesh. Right, and there's a famous Chazal on that the Sultan like made something look like a coffin. It's a mistaken perspective. That's the big, Tammuz challenge that gets ushered in always in the Seder of Parshas with the Parsha Meraglim who Mamash went on Erev Rosh Chodesh and were there through the whole month of Tammuz. It's the great challenge of perspective. Right, so even though they failed, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us in this Parsha? Consolation prize, tzitzis. Uri'isem oisoi uzachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. Right? It's much the end of the parasha. Uri'isem asol zachartem. It's episatikon for the ri'ia. Right? And so now I'm going to make one more point that the Ishbitzer talks about ba'amkos nifla. It was something which we need to talk about for a few weeks running and we'll continue it. What's chayiv in tzitzis? Something that has kanfus. Arba kanfus. A square beged. Right? So Davar Nifla mode. There's a Yerushalmi in Meiser Sheni that says an interesting observation, which is Davar Nifla mode. Ein ribua b'maase bereshis. If you look at anything natural, like a mountain or a rock, it's not square. You'd see something square. No, ain't b'maase bereshis. And nothing natural is square. It's a Davar Nifla mode. And now science is eventually mankind figured out, that the world is round, and then they figured out that space itself is round. And Chazal knew that already ahead of time. Ein ribua b'maase bereshis. Right? There's nothing naturally square. Oh, because the Oretz looks square, but it's not really. Right? It's not really. But it's Davar Nifla. I'm going to get to that in a second. I don't get that. That, seemingly the earth is square. That's why people thought the earth was flat. But it's a mistake. They figured out the world was round a long, long, long time ago. The Greeks figured it out already. Yeah, but Greeks, but there's an illusion. And I'll tell you what the illusion is. It's amazing that in our Kabbalah, we had these Yesodus, Mikad Madonna. No, they figured the Greeks knew the world was round already.
No, that was the
heliocentric model. That the center, as opposed to the Ptolemaic model that the Earth is the center. No, but that the Earth is round is Mikad Madonna. Even with thinking that everything goes around the Earth, they knew that the world was round, right? So Davar Nifla mode, right? So Davar Nifla mode. If you find something square, so you show me or is omit on this. If you find something in simpler square, it's a man-made object. Nifla mode, right? It's ein ribua b'mas aberrations, right? And
that's true.
And the Chazal said ein ribua b'mas aberrations. Nothing naturally square. There's nothing. Rectangular. Rectangular.
So it's interesting.
So when? No, it's a Davar Nifla mode.
So it's interesting. So when was the ribua created? Crystals have kind of octagon. Isn't ribua the mass of the
ratios?
When wasn't created?
The ribua is kulo mitzidenu. It's a Davar Nifla mode. Ah. That I'll pay omeka kabbalah also.
So it's a chisaron.
It's mitzad our perspective that needs tikkun. Because now, let's just get for geometrically and then philosophically, what is the difference between a circle and a square? In a circle, every point is equally distant from the center. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Everything's equal. right? You think we just are, they're square, it's not true. Does it further away? So they're not closer, right? That's, you know, so now meet. Chazal, in the days of Chazal, they thought everything was perfectly round. The orbits and everything, they thought it was perfect roundness. Okay, you know, but close enough for philosophical purposes, right? That the Indian is that mitzido yisbarach, everything's equal. Everything's equally a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and mitzido yisbarach, everything is equally as meaningful. Everything was created with a tachlis, right? Just mitzideinu, from our perspective, there's such thing as closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's mitzideinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, you know, to give us a job to do, that we should steig to try to get closer. But mitzido yisbarach, everything is equally close to him or equally distant from him. And that's what it says in Kisvei Ari, that the chalal that was created by the tzimtzum, even though it's not literal, is agol. Right? Space, they're referring to space itself, and you know, the Ari says this, meaning to say this, that everything's equally distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Everything's equally as close, and that's what it means. Also, HaKadosh Lassos Mochol LaTzadikim. V'chol Echad Mare Betzvo Mezeh Hashem Kivino. Everyone's equal from Mitzido Yisbarach. That's his perspective. The difference is that closer, further away, that's Mitzideinu. Right? And it's Besod V'oretz Nosan Livnei Odom. Shemaim, Shemaim LaHashem. And everyone always knew that Shemaim around. Kipas HaRakia. Chazal will talk about Kipas HaRakia, the dome of heaven. Right, that Shemaim is round. That was never a shaila, right? You know, but there's like Reb Tzvi said, Me arba kanfos arts. That's mitzoda arts nosan levnei adam. Right, that there's the perspective mitzideinu that it could be closer to God and further away from God, and now we're supposed to turn that perspective into a mila that I want to steig and try to get closer. It should be an impetus to steig, and so that since I have this perception that there's such a thing as being closer or further away, I want to be closer. We're supposed to turn that into an impetus for steiging. But it could be used the other way. You could be on the corner, on the fringe, as they say, right? Far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and think that there's no hope, or that you're far away from him, that far enough away that he's not watching you and he doesn't care about you. And that's what the tzitzis comes to be metaking. The Dafka ala kanfei bigdem. You know, the furthest away from the Kudas America is there. Ala kanfei bigdem, you put the tzitzis of Uri Isem also, Uzchartim es komitz os Hashem. It's the metaken, the earthly perspective. Right? So now, it stayed in Zohar, and it says in Goyen also, that the Yam is also besod igulim, and the Oretz is meruba, like arba kanfos Oretz. But we know that the world's round, right? So my Rebbe said, you know, Rav Moshe Shapiro said that there's another goyin that people don't know about. That says, why is the world round? It's besoid ki hu al yamim yesoda val nehoros yechoneneha. Right, the land is built on top of water. So if you say water is besodi gulim and the land is built on top of the water, so if by your perspective the land is squarish, right? But since it's al yamim yisada, of course it's going to be round. You stick you superimpose a square on a sphere, that square is going to be round. So, but again, it's more on the same nakuda that it's just by our perception that there's closer away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu or further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, but that's al yamim yisar. That yamim are also round, right? Like the shamayim, right? Right, right. That just means it's purely an illusion, being closer or further away, right? That's the illusion. We're supposed to have that perspective to try to give us an impetus to steig. Because if everyone said, "Well, everyone's equally this," you're not going to steig. You're supposed to turn that into steiging, but people can easily turn it away. As in, you could be far away. That Koshku Kfar doesn't see you anymore, doesn't care about you anymore, right? To be ala kanaf, right? So that we are tzitzis uri isem also the tikkun of that perspective, and that's what the tzitzis is the nechama, part of the nechama that all the parshas that come after the chedem ragim are all nechama. First about the mitzvah tulis baretz and korbanos, they're all remes, like Rashi says that they're going to be yorish the arts levasof. because korbanos there aren't in chutz la'aretz, and then the mitzvah tzitzis is part of that nechama also. Right, that the mistake that we made, that we ruined our perspective, and it caused a yesod for churban habayis, that the end of the bayis, like we said, is liros is pnei odom. Right, it'll have, we have even bizman hazeh, we have tzitzis, right, it was the tikkun of the perspective, to do away with the illusion of the kanaf, which is keneged chayhu berum osham. Hakadosh was far away, right, the kanaf. So on the kanaf, urisem also uzachartem. Right, and that's like something that there is in Maisa, that it should be in Maisa, something that's connected the Or Torah. We have something that's manifest to be metak in the koyach of the Ru'iyah. Chaim.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you showed up. When did you show up?
All right, shkoyach from Tzitzis. Beautiful. Thank you for it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable spread, Reb Tzvi. Shkoyach, shkoyach.